come like a thief in the night. Amen. That's the reason why the Bible says, be ye always ready. Glad to be here tonight with you. Amen. As we come together another night to grow a little bit, have some understanding to know to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we hope and pray that you, each and every one of you, have came for the right reason. You know, reading through the book of Leviticus this week, I tell you what, I don't know why people think that it makes no difference how you worship. When God is so detailed in dealing with the children of Israel, amen. It's a good book. I hope each and every one of us have been blessed. Let's go to John 17 tonight, verse 20. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. Amen. I pray for these alone to believe on Jesus through thy word. Question. To be one, to be sanctified, verse 19 and verse 17. To believe, we must believe on Jesus. How do we believe on Jesus? Through his word. Amen. So if that's true and we know that's what sets us apart from darkness to light, that will transform us when we look unto Jesus and the author of our faith. Verse 21 said that they may all signify unity. It was never God's intent that we be divided, but that we all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us. That's the deity of the Godhead, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. That is, that if other people are going to see Jesus through the word, our faith must be shown through the word based on what our belief is. And it's not going to happen, brother, unless that sanctification process takes place. Now, sometimes we like to sham people. Sometimes we want people to believe other than the way we really is. But be sure your sins will find you out in relationship to what Jesus is saying here, that we believe we are one because he is one in the Father, and the Father is one in he. And then he even go back and use the phrase us to signify in Genesis 1:26 that they were unified. Even today, they are unified through the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And guess what, brethren? They don't contradict themselves. See, you can't take the Holy Spirit. A lot of people want the Holy Spirit, but they don't want the church. So a lot of people want Jesus, but they don't want the church, but they want the Holy Ghost. Well, you can't have one without the other, because all are one. One in the Father, one in the Son, and one in the Holy Spirit, because they are deity based on the authority of the Word of God. Or you cannot have the Holy Spirit without having Jesus, and you can't have Jesus without the Church of Christ. You understand what I'm saying? And in doing so, everything must be sanctified by the Word. That is by truth. And once you go outside the Word, at that point we become divisive. Do you not realize that any time we add to God's Word or take away from God's Word, at that point division in our life? Because no longer one way of John 14, 6, it's a multiplicity of ways. Any one way more than the way is one way too many. Sometimes people may say, well, we're only doing a little thing. You can't do nothing. Same way we read in Leviticus as is sanctioned by God. Because that's the reason why he gave them such detailed instructions, because he knew that in order for them to be blessed, they have to be obedient to God's will. And a lot of times people preach on unity, but do they really understand unity? Because unity is more than us speaking to one another, us getting along with one another. It begins with truth. It begins with obedience. It begins with the word. Because see, if you don't have the word through obedience, number one, you can't be set apart. See, you can't be translated. You can't have a renewed mind. You can't have that. See, anytime we are divided, that's divisive in a relationship, or divisive in the church. Anytime we violate the word, anytime we sin, is the 1 John 3:4, James 4:17, Hebrews 10:26. Anytime we do that, all what we're reading here is nullified. And the reason why is because, see, we're going to see, once we become one and once we see the importance of it, see, at that point, then we begin to glorify. Then we begin to let our light shine. Then we are the salt of the earth. But until we are sanctified by the word through our faith, through our belief, that we are one, then he goes on and say, well, I can't tell you to be one. So number one, I'm not one. See, I'm one in the Father. The Father is one in me. And then we are all one in us. That's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. See, a lot of times people can tell other people what to do, but they don't do it themselves. So a lot of times people can tell you or give you instructions and tell you what you need to do, but they don't do it themselves. What Jesus is saying here, well, I can tell you that we need to be unified. I can tell you, you know, that we are one, because see, I'm one and the Father is one in me, and this oneness go back to us. That's the deal of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that unity trickled down to you and me in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. Now look at verse 22, and this is what he said. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. See, to glorify God is for us to be manifest in God. See, that's how people see us. That's how we let our light shine. That's how we are those written epistles, because see, people see God in us. Or they see Jesus in us based on our action, because faith without works is what? See, faith is the substance what we learn through study to understand, to know, amen, that caused transformation to take place, so sanctification can what take effect, so that we can be one. And when you are one in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, at that point, glorification take place. Go to 1 John. I want to share something with you. See the book of 1 John. Chapter 1. See, in 1 John chapter 1, the Bible says, verse 5, 1 John 1:5, see, it's no way that you can say you are unified in Christ based on your belief by the word and not be unified to be sanctified in order to show glory. Now, glorification is nothing but manifestation. That's how people see us. Not just on Sunday. See, you're going to act right here. You're going to act right on Wednesday night. But what you going to do tomorrow? Will you be that same person? Will you be that same Christian? See, Christians don't change. Once the word of God is in you, amen, based on your faith, amen, based on the unity that we have in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, see, it don't change. You're going to be the same always. So we read 1 John 1:5. He said, this is the message, Romans 10:17. We have heard. So a lot of people hear, but they don't hear. Why would you say that, Brother Lyle? Because there's no change. When you continue to do the same thing over and over again, yes, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But when we sin, we make corrections. Amen. Based on the message which we hear, and we declare unto you. And look what he says here. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Same thing with us, if we are unified in him. God is light, and we are the light. Let your light so shine before men, so that you may glorify your Father in heaven. And look at verse 6. See, you can't say this here. If your faith, if your belief don't cause you to be unified in Jesus through the word, that you may be unified as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, brother, it should never be whereby we are divided. We're going to look at verse 6. But if we say we have fellowship with him with Jesus. And you walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not the truth because you can't serve two masters. It's impossible for you to say, I'm one. It's impossible to say you're unified. Listen to me, brother. Anytime, even as a husband and wife are divided, at that point, fellowship has been broken. When we as brothers and sisters in Christ fall out and won't repent and forgive one another, we lose unity, right or wrong. Because number one, God has given us everything that we need if we do disagree and if we're wrong to repent and correct it. Amen. Right or wrong. So that we can be unified. So that we can what? Glorify him by being the light. Amen. Then he said, but if we walk in the light, as Jesus is the light. I'm light, Jesus is light. Because we are one. Because we have been sanctified based on what we believe in the word that caused us to be what? One. See, as we walk in the light, as Jesus is the light, we are the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, will cleanse us. Well, you ask the question, well, why would the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse us? Because God don't want us to be divisive. Because we all have sinned. Amen. And God, through the love, through the long suffering that he showed, he don't want nothing to allow sin to reign in our mortal body. Amen. Because as long as sin reigns in our mortal body, because we are not the light, because we don't have fellowship with him based on what we believe, that's all it is, brethren. It's the belief concept. It's the word between our ears. See? A lot of times people say, well, spirituality is this building, spirituality. No, spirituality is what you know. It's what you understand. That you may understand what is the will of the Lord. Why do you think that he tells you to study? That's the reason why. If the brethren and the sisters will understand what we're doing, we're reading through the Bible, see, what you have done now is causing people who never picked up that Bible to pick it up. But they weren't doing it. Amen. See, and hopefully through reading of the Bible, it's going to get you in a habit, see, because you enjoy it, to want to do it. See, what about you don't have to wait to Wednesday to pick up one, or wait to Sunday to pick up one, or wait to something bad to happen, or wait to somebody get sick to start praying, or start reading the Bible. See, you don't do that. See, you pray without ceasing. You don't forsake the assembly. See, you do these things because you want to believe, amen, in his name through the word so that you may be one, so not only that we can glorify him, but that we can glorify other people by the life that we live. It's no way that other people can see Jesus other than by Christians. See, they can't see him. They can't see truth unless truth is in us. Amen. It's impossible. How in the world are people going to see truth when you just like them? Are you no different than they are? Are you doing the same thing that they do? How can they see truth? How can he be manifest? How can he be glorified? It's not going to happen. And that's the reason why he said that the blood of Jesus Christ, because he know that we all have sinned and we will sin. We will err. He said, if you don't, you are lying, the truth not in you. And because of that, in order to keep the ball rolling, in order to learn from our error, he allowed the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it's more than just preaching about it. I hear preachers preaching about unity all the time. That's one of the most popular sermons that is to be preached, that we all may be one. But do you understand what he's saying here? Do you really understand what unity is all about? Because it's more than just this church building. Because, see, we got to be unified within our mindset. We can't be double-minded. We study that in the book of James, amen? We can't serve two masters. See, a lot of people who call themselves Christians, not sure about that spirituality anyway. Because if you were steadfast, unmoving, always bound in the work of the Lord, brother, we'll do the thing that we need to do to come ye out from among the world. Amen? You see what I'm saying? So this is what Jesus is trying to get them to see in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. See, he got it through the Father, through the Son, and through the Holy Spirit, and he's given us to us that they may be one even as we are one. See, because they are one, we are one. Amen. See, leave denominationalism out. Don't even bring it up. Because it starts with us. Amen. God is no respecter of person. No black church, no white church, no rich, no poor. We're all equal in his eyesight. And see, until we get it together, amen. And see, until we in the church get it together. See, there's no liberal church, there's no conservative church. I hate using those terms. We're just a church, amen. There's no big church, there's no little church. We're just a church, amen. See, people that are the one couple. There are people who wear veils. There are people that do this. I mean, well, we're just a church. Unified, amen. See, all speaking the same thing that the glorification process can take place. Then verse 23, he said, I in them, Jesus in us. See, I in them, look at the language he uses. See, he's in us. Amen. When we are one, amen, because we believe through his word. Y'all with me? And because of this here, we glorify him because we are one. Y'all with me? Because of verse 17, we have been sanctified through thy truth, thy word is truth. Amen. So that the world might believe. That's what Jesus is saying here. I in them and thou in me. Now look what he says here. He says something else. That thou may be made perfect in one. Guess what, brother? You can't perfect if you're not one. That's the reason why in vain do they worship me and teach you for doctrine the commandments of men. See, you can't grow. You can't perfect. You can't mature if you're not unified as one. That's why when you look at the five items of worship, if it's not done in spirit and in truth, it's all in vain. That's the reason why. Why do you think he said in 1 Corinthians 11, now think about this here, y'all. Worship is so important. Perfection is so important. Growing, maturing, see, is so important. Because the more you perfect, the more you mature, the more the glorification. See, the more service you can be. Because the blind can't lead the blind. We got an example of that in Hebrews 5. When time you ought to be teachers, there'll be a need for someone to teach you again the first principles of the first oracles of God. Why? Because, see, they still was babes in Christ. See, when you allow this unity, and it comes because of lack of faith. Faith, and because of this here, look what he says here. You can't perfect. So when you go to 1 Corinthians 11, to emphasize this here, he said, now this is so important. That on the Lord's Day, same way he said on Exodus 9 and Exodus 10, he said, I give you 6 days to do whatever you want to do. But on the Sabbath day, which is our Lord's Day, he said, this is my day. Keep it holy. Now you think about this. So he said, now when that day comes, this is what I want you to do. When the whole church come together in one place, what do that signify? Unity. Do you see the strength in 10 weeks or 15 weeks if everybody read with us every day? Do you see how powerful that could be? Do you see it? The unity. Same thing. Genesis chapter 11 with the Tower of Babel. He said, because you are what? One. Perfection. See, you can't perfect, you can't grow, you can't mature if you're double-minded. Amen. Go to James right quick. We already talked about that in James chapter 1. See? James chapter 1. See, look what he says here. Look what he said, James 1. He said, verse 2, he said, my brother, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this. See, that the trial of your faith worketh patience. But that patience have a perfect work. That you may be what? Perfect and entire and wanting nothing. Amen. But drop all the way down to verse 3. He said, if any of you lack wisdom, look at verse 6. But let him ask with faith, nothing wavering. Amen. Look at verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his what? See, all that signifies what? Disunity. A lack of belief. You don't believe through his word. See, that's what Jesus said. He said, we are one, we believe. You with me? He said, you're one, you believe through my word. He said, you're this here so that you can perfect, so that you can grow. And that's one of the biggest problems in the church. You know what the biggest problem in the church? A lack of the word. Churches have people. People go to church, but they don't know the word. Because if people know the word, there wouldn't be no denominationalism. There wouldn't be things going on in the church that go on in the church. People just don't know the word. Do you tell me that if you know something to be wrong, you'll do it, even though you know it to be wrong? But most people who go along with group singing, most people that go along with institutionalism, benevolence, or whatever the issue may be, they do it because they just don't know. And guess what? The preacher don't want them to know. Because he got self-will. He got an ambition to do what he wants to do. See, it's like I was telling someone the other day. See, whether you want to believe it or not, you talk about belief, understanding God's will. See, you go back to 1 Corinthians 11, it's pretty plain when the whole church come together in one place, right? See, it's your responsibility to be unified in order to grow based on what you know through the word, because you have been sanctified. So once you sanctify, you're not going to let nothing get in your way to doing what God tells you to do. Am I right or wrong? Am I right? So what the devil has done, think about it now, what the devil has done, say, all right then, well, what we're going to do, we're going to give you another time. See, literally, you don't have to come when the whole church comes, because God knows you got to do this. This is more important than God. So what we're going to do, we're going to set another time for you separate and apart from the church to partake of the Lord's Supper. Do that make sense? Now, a brother told me, he said, well, yeah, Brother Lyles, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, Brother Lyles, I don't agree with what they do, but if we don't do it, we're going to lose 35% of our contribution. And that's the truth. Because you got 100 people coming and 20 come back at night to partake of the Lord's Supper because they are not in unity with what God told them to do. Am I right? Well, the Lord's Supper contribution comes with that. Right or wrong? See, this ain't what Jesus is saying. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, when you perfect, when you glorify, because you've been sanctified based on what you believe, right? Through the word of unity that we may be one, see, it calls you to perfect. Yeah, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but when you learn better, you do better. When you learn better, you make changes. I mean, you don't wait till Sunday to make changes. When you sin on Tuesday, you straighten it out right then. Don't you? See? Because, see, you don't want to do it. You may do it in the morning, but you don't want to do it again that afternoon because you don't know where death is. Amen. That room of the Bible says, come ye out from what? Among them. So look what he says here. Y'all with me? See? I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Because see, you can't be perfect when you are divided, or when you lose fellowship, or when you lose the light, or when you lose the glorification. And any time you go outside God's word, you lost everything. You can't grow. You can't mature because we just read it. You can't be double-minded. You see? You can't do it. We all got to be what? See? That's the process. We all got to be one. See? And all the way you're going to be one, go back to verse number 20, you got to believe on Jesus through that word. See? Same way in Leviticus. Man, he's detailed. Man, he didn't leave nothing out, did he? I mean, from the scabs to that which is unclean, relationship, what you're supposed to do when a woman, oh man, he gave you detail. Y'all know what I'm talking about, didn't they? And the reason why he did that to them, because, see, they had to be one in all the end of the promised land. See? Even the priestly garments. I mean, he gave them everything. It wasn't just, I mean, the era, classic of life. Well, we have it the same way in the 21 books, don't we? He might not be as detailed, the same spiritual application. But see, that ain't going to work, brother, if we don't have unity. Unity, number one, in yourself. That you may, what? Be like-minded. See, your mind, Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in us, which is in Christ Jesus. See, our mind got to match up with this book. See, when your mind matches with this book and John's mind matches with the book, we're going to be one because we're all going to speak the same thing. And when every one of us mind matches with this book, then as a congregation, we're going to perfect. But the devil know that if he can throw a wrench in it, if the devil say, well, you really don't have to read. Don't read. That's Al wanting you to read. I ain't got nothing to do with it. That's something he thought of. He always thinking of something. He didn't go get a job. That might be true, too. But I do know one thing. Power comes through belief. Power comes through knowledge. Power comes through understanding. And I know the only way you're going to get it, you got to get it through the word. Because here in verse 20, he said, you believe on me through the word that we may be glorified. Amen. That we all may be one. And then verse number 23 said that we may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. That is, that the only way the world going to see us is that we perfect and grow. Because see, the devil know, as long as you babes in Christ, as long as you don't know no Bible, as long as you run around here and say you're a Christian, but you ain't got nothing to back it up, he got you where you want you. So how you going to tell somebody what to do when you don't know? How you going to show people what they need to do to be saved? How you going to tell people when they say, well, how come y'all don't use instrumental music? I got to call John Tigger. I got to call Brother Al. You shouldn't have to call me. You got the same six of the books I got. Amen. But see, you ain't going to perfect. You're not going to mature. You're not going to grow, brother, if you don't be unified in the mind through belief in Jesus through his word. And most congregations just don't do that. People go through church, they go through the five volumes of worship. But I'm willing to say that if you took a survey and asked five basic questions. Number one, give me one scripture why you don't use instrumental music. Give me one scripture that tells us on the first day of the week we have to celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection. Give me one scripture that tells us to pray, to teach, to give. Most people could not answer those basic questions. Or, the other day, I said, well, ask three people, how many books in the Bible? They may say, well, I got to go call my preacher. But here they talk Bible all day, but don't know that there are 66 books in the Bible. Now, don't get down to 39:27. Don't get down to 5:5:12 and 17. Don't get down to 4:1:21:1. They read it. Hey, man, those are good numbers. I'm going to use those. Amen. Because see, the devil knows, listen to me, you won't grow, I won't grow, this congregation don't grow if we don't believe in Jesus through the word, through being unified, to fellowship one another by being the light of the world, because Jesus is the light, that we may glorify him. That's what the power is, the glorification process, that we leave and we take Jesus with us. And we don't take them off when you get home and put on the devil. Amen. Or hang with the devil. Amen. Because the Bible does say, come ye out from among what? Them, in relationship to understanding what is the will of the Lord. Verse 24. He the Father. Y'all understand what I'm saying? And the devil know this game. This is a game he know. He'll warn too many times. Amen. See, my life and your life. He'll warn this game. Amen. But the point that I'm saying, yeah, he may have warned it today. He may have warned it yesterday. But he don't have to win it right now. Well, when you learn better, you what? Do better. Okay? So verse 24. He's the Father. I will that they also, whom thou hast given me. Back up to verse 10. Remember verse 10? He's all of mine, a thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. He gave them to him, right? And they are mine. He said the same thing. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me. The word apostle means one who has been sent by God. That's what that word means. To be apostle, the definition of apostle means one who has been sent by God. And that violates these clowns today. You say, why you call them clowns? Because that's what they are. Anybody will say that they, I mean, how would you like for me to say, I'm a medical doctor, but don't have no qualifications? Or don't fit the requirements of the state of Alabama? I open my office in the morning at 9 o'clock. Y'all come. You understand what I'm saying? But see, when people don't know based on their belief in Jesus, are not unified, see, we have this process of disunity. He says, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world, Ephesians 1, 3, and 4. You know what that means? Because they were one, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And because God the Father gave him them. Now he's talking about the apostles, right? Just not anybody, but he gave them 12 apostles. Am I right? And because of that, he says, where I am, there they are also. And because they are there, I glorify you, and they glorify me, and then they glorify the world. Why? Because what I'm telling you just didn't pop up yesterday, but it popped up in the omniscient and omnibound of God before the foundation of the world. See, what we're talking about is just, I mean, can you believe the Pope don't say that, well, they may be gay, but I'm not going to judge them. But knowing they're committing homosexual acts, just leave them alone. When the Bible in Romans 16:17 plainly says, mark them that causes offenses that are contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Avoid them. But see, when people make remarks like that, the world will say, oh, he showed his compassion. We ain't never had a pope like that. You ain't never had a devil like that. Because see, this ain't what God is saying. And another point. See, same way, Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime, written for our learning. See, we learn that once we become unified because we believe in him through his word, because we've been sanctified through the glorification process that calls us to perfect. Y'all with me? He said, because you gave them to him, well, same way, by us being heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ, ain't that same concept we've been given to him through the power of the word of God? Amen. In the church. Because we are what? Man, don't never take lightly the church. Don't never take the honor and the privilege to be a part of the church. this royal priesthood, the peculiar people. Man, it's something. But you got to understand that we got to have that oneness of the mindset, be like-minded, you know, that we all may be one, speak the same thing, be of the same judgment, so that through the power of the Word of God, based on what we believe in Jesus, through the Word, through the sanctification process, when you perfect, brethren, the church can work. See? Because, see, the problem is not with the Word, the problem with us. See, people say, man, y'all still baptizing people? I mean, what you think, just because we in 2013, God's Word quit working? Amen? See, that's the power. Listen to me, brother. That's the power. Now, you think about everybody believe all the same thing. We all are one. We grow together. We mature together based on what we believe in Jesus through the Word. Can you imagine what power we have on this corner? Not only that, but what power you have in your house. Amen. Reason why you ain't got no power, because you ain't plugged in to the source of faith is the substance of things hoped for. You know when you're not plugged in? Because you're too busy doing what you want to do versus doing what God wants you to do, and you're not unified. Amen. And that what he's saying? See? And then verse 25, he said, oh, righteous Father, he said, the world has not known thee, and the world never will know thee. But I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. And that same process works today. Same way. We're heirs of God, we're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Now the world not going to understand. They'll never understand. They can't understand. That's why when you sit down and talk to your relatives and show it to them, open up in the book and point it out, read it to them. See, they're not going to understand. The reason why they're not going to understand, because number one, they're still in the world. The seed can't penetrate. Amen. See, and because of that, but in us, because we are one in him, here we go again. Based on what we believe. Because it's in Jesus, right? How you know it's in Jesus? Because it's in the Word, right? That calls you to be what? Sanctified. Then when that happens, see, glorification takes place. Then when that's set in through sanctification, then you begin to perfect. See? Then people begin to talk about you. Because, see, the devil don't want people to believe in you through the life that you live, by us being ambassadors for Christ. Because the devil don't want us to be one. See, and that's the reason why the church is so divided today. And I'm not talking about the denomination of the church, I'm talking about the Lord's church, which it should not be. Because we all should be what? We all should be what? Speaking the same thing. It makes no difference. See, it makes no difference where you go. See, two preachers shouldn't get up and debate what we should do in the church. That's a waste of time. You know why it's a waste of time? Because we all should be doing the same thing. See, I should have to convince John this is what you need to do. Well, through your belief in Jesus, I should already know what to do. And then if you perfect and if you're growing, then based on your glorification process, you should show somebody else what they need to do. But as long as we divide it, you'll never be able to tell nobody. You'll never be the influence over people around you. Because people see that you're in the world. And the world don't understand. Amen? And it's going to happen. Okay? Well, 17 was a good chapter, wasn't it? Next week we'll pick on 18. We ain't got time. 2 more minutes left. We'll pick up on 18. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You got to make a change. I'm telling you. You got to make a change. The only way that change going to happen, it got to happen in the Word. Let me tell you something, brother. Hey, you keep on doing the same thing that you're doing. Amen. Keep hanging around the same folks that you're hanging around with. Truth will never enter in. And you'll never be sanctified. Because you say you believe, but you don't believe. Or you believe in Jesus through the Word, a change is going to happen. Understanding, knowledge will bring about transformation. But you got to get it. And that's one thing that I like. Now, I guarantee you, the devil ain't going to let a lawyer be with us. Next week, we'll start Deuteros. Some of you ain't got to the beginning. But that's all right. We're going to keep on. Two or three are got in my name. Amen. Till we get it done. Any questions? I'm excited about it, ain't you? All right. Let's continue to pray for the sick and the shut in. Brother Kevin here really did sound strong today. I talked with him and Brother Frazier. He's doing better. Let's continue to pray for Brother Smith. Sister Smith, he's really a sick man. And want to continue to pray for him, especially Sister Smith during this time period and Brother Smith. Hell. Don't forget about Saturday, brother, men business meeting, 9 a.m. Our training class begins 9 a.m. Saturday. And boy, that's a training class, isn't it? That Brother Terry Hampton does a wonderful job. I tell you, we got to tape it, John. Don't forget, okay? Because, boy, that's good stuff, good stuff. He does a wonderful job. Don, your husband does a wonderful job. And we do love him. We appreciate him so much. Okay?